USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Chief of the U.S. Park Police says officers did not use tear gas against protesters near the White House on Monday, according to a statement released late on Tuesday. The release says pepper balls and smoke canisters were used against the protesters as they became more combative. This all done so President Trump could visit St. John's Episcopal Church, which is also causing a bit of controversy. Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana says it was the right move for the president to visit that church.
The police did not respond other than to move the protesters back. I thought what the president did in visiting the church was not only appropriate, it was needed.
Cities across the country bracing for another night of possible looting and violence following chaos last night across the nation. The protests continuing over the death of George Floyd 8 days ago. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
China isn't happy about President Trump's plans for the G7 summit. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
China's warning against excluding Beijing from major world organizations and summits like the G7, following a report that the United States president is looking to expand the G7 summit to include South Korea, Australia, India, and Russia, but China's not invited. A Beijing foreign ministry spokesman saying that U.S. invitation to the other nations, without including China, will not benefit the United States or the world, and that leaving Beijing out of important circles will not win trust. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republican Party officials are expected to tour Nashville this week as the party weighs a last-minute convention venue change. Las Vegas, Florida's Orlando, and Jacksonville, and nearby Georgia are also on the list of possible alternatives if the RNC's plan to hold the event does not work out in Charlotte. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
According to White House officials, the president is not ruling out a primetime address. Some have called for President Trump to address the nation following the death of George Floyd, which has led to violent protests, looting, and riots across the country. As far as what President Trump said in the Rose Garden on Monday, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott tells Fox News,
I thought he did a good job. I thought he struck a very good tone for the vast majority of the speech. I love the line that you just played, security, not anarchy. The bottom line, for us to have justice for Mr. Floyd, you cannot have rioting in the street. Those two things just do not go together. And so while we want to keep the focus on Mr. Floyd, it has been co-opted by violent protesters, in my opinion, with an organized effort, a criminal intent, not for Mr. Floyd, but for anarchy. And it's one of the reasons why I like that part of the speech where he talked about security, not anarchy. And frankly, I like how he started the speech on focusing on the atrocities in Minneapolis. That is what the country needed to hear. Getting justice for Mr. Floyd. The country needed to hear that. But also, chaos, the only enemy to chaos is order. And that's why the line about security and anarchy is absolutely essential for us to be able to have a conversation about the next step forward.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.